Welcome to the Exec MBA Podcast. I'm Brett Twitty, Director of Admissions for the Executive Formats of the Darden MBA, and you are listening to a new episode. So in this episode, we'd like to continue our spotlight on the start of school. If you've been listening to the podcast for the past few weeks, you know that orientation and the first leadership residency, or what's known as LR1 in our program, are right around the corner. First day of orientation is August 11th, so real excitement and buzz in the air here in Charlottesville. And over these next few episodes, we would like to introduce you to some of the key players in the Executive MBA program, get you familiarized with some of the people who really will shape your experience from a program level here as an Executive Format student at Darden. So hopefully by now, you've had a chance to listen to my recent interview with Barbara Millar, Assistant Dean for the Executive MBA program. Lots of great advice for new Executive Format students in that episode. So if you haven't heard it yet, go back and check it out. Or if you've already listened to it, maybe listen to it again. In this episode, feature an interview with Callie Thompson. Callie, who some of the incoming students may remember from her recent video explaining how the schedule works. That's up on the admitted student website. For our prospective students at home and our incoming students, if you're less familiar with Callie, she is the director for executive degree programs here at the Darden School of Business. An all-around great person. She leads and is a member of our program team, the team that supports our executive format students over the 21 months of the program. And I sat down with her to talk a little bit more about what she enjoys about her role and the work that she does. What she's most excited about with the start of school approaching and orientation and LR1 almost here, what she's looking forward to in terms of meeting our class, and her advice for students as they embark upon this exciting MBA journey. So without further ado, here's my interview with Callie Thompson. So Callie, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me, Brett.
So I think it's the first time you've been on the podcast.
Absolutely. I was in front of the camera. Now I'm in front of this microphone. It's very exciting.
You know, we are communicating on all channels here.
I appreciate that.
So this is an exciting time here at Darden. We are recording this at towards the end of July, the start of orientation, LR1. Just around the corner. We had your colleague Barbara Millar on the podcast not so long ago.
Yeah, she did good.
Yeah, great advice.
High standards.
Great advice.
For
that's right.
The interviewer and the interviewee.
We'll see what we can do here. So tell us a little bit more about you.
Yeah, so I've been a part of the Darden community for two wonderful years and working with this population of students for a bit longer than that. It's by far my favorite type of student is the executive MBA. In my role, I serve both the faculty and the students. And my goal, as in some ways Barbara spoke to in one of our team welcome videos, is sort of the navigator, the advocate, the liaison. We take on a lot of different roles mm-hmm. in the program team.
Yeah, I always think, I think of the program team as the glue that really holds the program together, because you are diplomats, liaisons, however you want to think about it, between all these different constituencies, right? So you have students, and you have faculty, and you have staff, and you're all in the middle of
yeah,
all of this.
We are. We're in the middle, and we like to play the role of sort of all those things, because people have different needs, particularly in this type of program. And we like to make sure that our students are set up for success and that they are feeling good about themselves throughout their program, because the program's long. And so we know things change in personal lives, professional lives, and we're kind of there to make sure that the life of the student, the academic life, is one that's comfortable and fulfilling.
Well, it's clear what an impact the team has. Kathy Masloff, who was your colleague and has been featured on the Admitted Student blog not so long ago with some advice for orientation at LR1.
Yes.
Friend of the Student Award this past year.
Friend of the student and friend to all. I mean, she's just – she really is one of those people who is going to enrich your life when you meet her. I had the – privilege of knowing her even before my time at Darden, and have just continued to love to be a part of her story here at Darden. And really, she's, you know, one person who received that award, but she would say You know, it definitely takes a network of different people who serve that role with our students, absolutely. But you will get the chance to hear from who we call Mama Maz, Kathy Maslow. You'll hear from her again as we get closer to orientation with more of the nitty-gritty details that can help everybody be successful come orientation.
And of course, there's Ann Ward, my colleague, sits a few chairs down from me in Roslyn.
Yeah, she sits with you, and I'm so jealous about that. I'm down here in Charlottesville, but we do get lots of screen time with both of you. I appreciate your cameos on our team calls.
Occasionally drift by. Uh-huh. That's right. That's right. Open office environment,
yes.
Modern world in
but
Roslyn.
Certainly another friend of the student, as you are, in Ann Ward, and Ann has been such an important part of our team as we've evolved into the DC area, and has really just she like Kathy, like myself, like Cheryl, like Lottie, like Barbara, like so many folks who are part of the group that will be welcoming the students in August. We're just excited. It's just a lot of there's like a buzz in the office. I know in your office up in Roslyn,
sure,
as well, and we get really excited this time of year.
Well, this is in so many ways the best time of the year, right?
Absolutely.
So you spend months and months and sometimes years getting to know prospective students, and it's great to see them so close to starting. And then it's even better when they show up for that first day of orientation.
Yes.
And they're here on grounds, and we hand them off to your team, and you take it from there and start,
yeah,
running. So, as you think about the start of school, and I know y'all are deep into working on LR1. Any spoiler alerts? Any teasers for the students as they think about what this first week will be like?
Spoiler alerts. So those students who did watch our Get to Know Your Darden Teams video that launched, I believe, with the orientation information, got a taste of what some of the teammates would advise getting, mm-hmm, ready to start school. If you watch my portion, which did involve a Snuggie, a UVA-themed Snuggie, you might know that I really value UVA swag. So my spoiler alert is there might be more of that in your future.
Wow.
Incoming student, because we will hopefully be helping you fill your closets a little bit. That's all I'll say.
That's it?
That's it.
So there could be Darden gear in the future.
Maybe.
Maybe.
You got to look the part, you know?
Wow. It's, you know what, and there are only a few options in terms of Darden swag around here. I mean, it was like a shirt, maybe a sweatshirt.
Maybe. We'll never know until orientation, Brad.
Yeah, no shortage of UVA or Darden apparel for you to acquire. I've enjoyed,
right,
so much watching the students have like their Darden gear day. So this is the 2019s. I'm sure the 2018s did this too. But on Sundays, for example, in Roslyn, it's a you know, everybody puts on their Darden,
yeah,
t-shirt or sweatshirt or whatever it is.
A lot of
flies
pride.
The flag. Yeah.
And you see it, you know, when we go in our global residencies, we're sporting the Darden ball caps, not just because it's a long day of travel, but because, you know, we gotta represent.
That's
so
right.
We certainly feel that way. I think just getting into the UVA spirit about around the time that folks are coming to grounds for the first time and being with their classmates, another spoiler alert. I'll give you two.
Wow.
Whoa. I'm going to get in trouble.
Bonus content.
This is that we are going to be able to be at the Rotunda, which is such a special place.
Nice.
If you've not been able to spend much time there and you, maybe you've heard of it, but I love that space. I think it's very, pretty and sacred, and it definitely gets me into the UVA pride mode. Maybe don't wear your ball cap that particular day. It is sort of a nicer space, but in general, excited for orientation to kick off all types of UVA spirited feelings.
Well, for our incoming students and prospective students who are listening to this, if you haven't had a chance to spend time in Charlottesville before, if you come to grounds and if you have a little bit of downtime before that trip over to the Rotunda, go spend some time over on Main Grounds, the Academical Village. It's sort of the ancient part of the university. There are three UNESCO World Heritage Sites in the United States, one of which is the Academical Village and Lawn of the University of Virginia. The other two are Independence Hall in Philadelphia and the Statue of Liberty. So pretty good company.
Great company.
Yeah, I think the last time we were in the Rotunda with the class of 2019, somebody mentioned that the Marquis de Lafayette had been there,
yes,
like at a dinner. Mm-hmm. And so there are only so many places you can visit in the United States that have that kind of historical connection.
Absolutely.
So all right. So talked about spoiler alerts, talked about orientation, LR1. Advice that you have for students. You've been around for a couple of years now. You've watched students make this transition from working professional with busy professional life to student. What would you advise the students to think about it as they become Darden students?
You know, I think it's such a special time. Orientation in LR1 is such a special time. It's special because it's the first moment for all of us to meet and greet and be together in the same space. But it's also special because, you know, we have a lot of fun. I hate to say this, but because it is absolutely academically rigorous. You absolutely should listen to all the advice about coming to school prepared to be in the classroom. But we actually are really going to enjoy our time together. And to the extent that certain things that might get in the way of that, maybe checklist items that you haven't quite taken care of, getting those out of the way so that you can really make time for yourself during orientation in LR1, for your classmates, for socializing, networking, being present in class. That would be my advice. Just get rid of the paperwork, to-do list stuff that might be on your mind. And I, you know, I saw that your team has been in touch recently, Brett, with students about their checklist items, getting those in front of them. So that's great. So check your email. Make sure that you've got your, you know, UVA student ID photo submitted. Maybe just be aware of those things so that they're not coming with you. You don't need to pack that. We're going to give you some ideas about what to pack. We're not going to tell you to pack that to-do list.
Well, it's a great point. I mean, I think it's a great point, not just for orientation LR1, but also when you think about your weekend residencies and your global residencies, right?
Absolutely.
So the students will say, and I'm speaking to the current students now, they'll say, like, if you're trying to do your reading while you're in the midst of a weekend residency, you're behind, right? It's not possible. There's too much going on. So your point's really well taken. About making space, like clearing the deck, so you can be fully present. You can take time to be with your classmates and do other things in addition to school. Because certainly know that there's social activities that go on around the residencies, LR1, all these kinds of things. And if you're trying to like complete a checklist item or do some reading that you maybe could have probably done before all of that, you know, it's time well spent now. We were just joking on a recent webinar that. Yeah, if you think you're busy now, you're only going to be busier in a few weeks. So take the time now. It's time well spent, and it'll give you a chance to be fully present for the activities to come.
It'll make you feel more relaxed. It'll make you feel more engaged. And we say that knowing how much is on the plate of many of the students who are joining us with that in mind, but also just with a clear sense that whatever steps can be taken to be able to be present and be engaged is our steps well taken.
So, gosh, just a few weeks to go here. It's hard to believe we're at this point. Gosh, it flies by, but it also moves a little slowly too. So here we are, weeks away from August 11th. What are you most looking forward to about the start of school?
Probably the same thing you are, which mm-hmm. is just to lay eyes on these people. Mm-hmm. They are. We've talked about different people as a group. We know a lot about the folks who are going to be joining us in August to be able to shake their hand, to be able to make the personal connection. Many of you we've met before because you've come and sat in on a class in the past, or you've visited grounds before. But just knowing that you are officially part of our Darden family, it's just so energizing and exciting for our team. And so I think it's that moment. It's that when they first come into Saunders, right? You're with us. You've done this in the past, Brett.
Whitney. Standing behind a table.
Absolutely. You're standing behind that table. You got the balloons. We got the UVA sort of energy and spirit on that Saturday morning that is so exciting. And we just can't wait to meet everyone.
I know. It's a full couple days there for orientation, a lot going on, and it ramps up from there. But it's such an exciting time to watch the class come together and how quickly people fall into that sort of, like, we're a class, we're a group of people, we're in this together.
Absolutely.
And so I share your desire to see them as a full group, right? Because
yep.
you interview folks individually, you might see some people at a meetup group event, but only rarely do you get to see them as a full class.
Absolutely.
So that's something I'm looking forward to as well. So, Callie, thank you for taking time from a
busy
few weeks, a busy day, certainly, to be here on the podcast. It's
absolutely. Absolutely. Pleasure is all mine.
And that was my interview with Callie Thompson, Director for Executive Degree Programs here at the Darden School of Business. Of course, if you have comments, suggestions, requests, let us know. We're all ears. We always welcome your ideas for future podcast episodes. We can be reached by email at exec, that's E-X-E-C, MBA at darden.virginia.edu. And until next time, thanks for listening.